Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. Spring sports are in full swing across the local high school and college levels, so just like last week, it's going to be a busy show. But before that, two teams remain locally across both levels in winter sports, and that's the Embry-Riddle women's basketball team and the Yavapai College men's basketball team. Let's start the show with the Eagles. The Eagles last weekend beat Westcliff in an overtime thriller 69-61 in the opening round of the CalPAC Women's Basketball Championship. They followed that a day later, beating Benedictine Mesa 71-66 to earn a spot in the championship game on Tuesday against Antelope Valley. The Eagles overpowered Antelope Valley on Tuesday 81-58 to win the first California Pacific Tournament Championship in program history. The Embry-Riddle Eagles started and ended the game well, outscoring Antelope Valley 21-12 in the first quarter to get things going, and putting the Pioneers away with a 28-13 fourth quarter. Four starters for Embry-Riddle scored in double digits, and two had double-doubles. Megan Strickler led the team with 22 points and also collected 15 rebounds. Ariana Gonzalez was next with 19 points, while Zachariah King scored 18 points to go along with 14 rebounds, and Susie Reynoso added 16 points. The Eagles shot an impressive 44.4% from beyond the arc, while the defense held Antelope Valley's overall shooting to 27.4%. Embry-Riddle advances to the NAIA National Tournament. It was announced on Thursday the team as the number 15 seed in the Helena bracket will take on the number 2 seed Carroll College Fighting Saints, who are hosting the bracket in Helena, Montana. The Fighting Saints went 24-5 overall in the regular season, losing in the Frontier Conference Tournament Championship game to the University of Providence. For the Embry-Riddle wrestling team, Keller Rock from Chino Valley finished second at the NAIA Championships last weekend, while Kenneth Copley from Idaho finished eighth. Both are All-Americans. Meanwhile, the Rough Riders men's basketball team, after finishing the season 11-19 overall, will compete in the NJCAA Division I Region I playoffs on Saturday at 7 p.m. against Eastern Arizona in Thatcher. Eastern Arizona went 24-6 overall in the regular season and 17-2 in conference play, beating Yavapai College in all four matchups this season by double digits. Yavapai College struggled at the end of the regular season, losing 10 straight, including both games to Cochise over the weekend and to number 7-ranked Chandler Gilbert on Tuesday. The Yavapai College Rough Riders women's basketball team lost both games to Cochise over the weekend, but ended the season on a winning note, beating Chandler Gilbert 69-52 at home. The team went 6-24 overall. We'll get caught up with high school teams and other college scores coming up, but before that, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Spring sports are here, but winter weather can still return, so it's important to have your heating all checked out. Give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's get caught up with the rest of the teams in the area with the whip around. Staying at the collegiate level, the Embry-Riddle baseball team has won five straight games after sweeping La Sierra in a doubleheader over the weekend by a combined score of 46-14. The Eagles on a Wednesday then beat Hastings 18-6. At 12-8 overall, the Eagles are on the home diamond for three games over the weekend against St. Catherine, California, including a doubleheader on Saturday that begins at 11 a.m. Friday's game begins at 2 p.m. The softball team also had a good weekend, sweeping Park Gilbert in doubleheaders on Friday and Saturday to improve to 10-7 overall. The Eagles now compete in the Tucson Invitational for games against Northwestern and Madonna on Friday, Jamestown and St. Francis on Saturday, and ends with William Penn and Viterbo on Sunday. The men's golf team over the weekend participates in the Jackrabbit Invitational in Boulder City, Nevada, while the men's and women's distance track teams compete in the Oxy Distance Carnival on Saturday. Over to Yavapai College, as the Rough Riders baseball team, after sweeping Eastern Arizona in a doubleheader over the weekend, lost both games of a doubleheader to Scottsdale on Tuesday by scores of 3-2 and 8-7. At 10-12 overall, Yavapai College hosts Phoenix for a doubleheader beginning at noon on Saturday. They'll play another doubleheader at home on Wednesday beginning at noon against Central Arizona. The softball team has won three of their last four games, taking one of two in a doubleheader against Scottsdale on Saturday, and then overpowering Paradise Valley in a doubleheader on Tuesday by a combined score of 24-0. At 3-8 overall, the Rough Riders play a doubleheader on the road against number 14 Phoenix on Saturday beginning at noon, and then return home on Tuesday for a doubleheader against Chandler Gilbert, also beginning at noon. On to high school sports, starting with the Prescott Badgers baseball team. After beating Seton Catholic Prep last week 8-6, the Badgers lost to Deer Valley on Monday 12-7 to fall to 3-2 overall. The team competes in the Route 66 Baseball Classic over the weekend and then hosts Saguaro on Monday at 3 p.m. The softball team lost to Seton Catholic Prep 7-0 last week but got back in the win column on Monday with a 3-2 victory against Deer Valley at home. Senior R.J. Parra pitched a complete game, giving up two runs, one earned, on five hits while striking out 10 and only walking one. The Badgers compete in the Wrangler Classic softball tournament over the weekend. The boys' tennis team on Tuesday beat Lake Havasu on the road 9-0 as they remain perfect to begin the season at 4-0. They'll look to keep it going as they host Eastmark on Friday at 3:30 p.m. The girls' tennis team got back in the win column after a loss last week, beating Lake Havasu at home on Tuesday 6-3. The team is 3-1 overall. The boys' volleyball team began the season last week with a loss to Estrella Foothills and a win against Odyssey Institute. This week, the team lost to Dicer 3-0 on Tuesday, but beat Chrisman 3-0 on Thursday, as the Badgers are 2-2. Prescott next plays St. Mary's on the road at 5:30 p.m. Friday. On to Bradshaw Mountain, as the Bears baseball team has won two straight, beating Paradise Honors last week 16-15, and then Greenway on the road Wednesday 15-0. In the win against Greenway, the Bears scored five runs in the first and third innings, and then added three more in the fourth inning. Five players had at least two hits, with Shane Leafsay leading the way with four hits, including a home run. The Bears compete in the Lancer Baseball Classic on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. The softball team, after beating Paradise Honors 6-4 last week, made it two in a row with a 7-6 win over the Greenway Demons at home on Wednesday. Six players recorded at least a hit in the win as the Bears walked off the game in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Bears compete in the West Valley Softball Invitational on Thursday and Friday next week. The boys' tennis team is a perfect 4-0 to begin the season after a 6-3 win against Tempe on Tuesday. The team is 4-0 overall and next plays Raymond S. Kellis at home on Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. The girls' tennis team is 2-2 on the season after beating Tempe on the road Tuesday 6-3. The team's game against Peoria on Thursday was canceled and will be rescheduled. Up next is a road game against Raymond S. Kellis on Tuesday. The boys' volleyball team, after a 3-0 loss to Agua Fria on Tuesday, beat ALA Anthem South on Thursday 3-0 to move to 1-2 overall on the season. The team hosts Chrisman on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Ending with Chino Valley, as the baseball team dropped both their games this week, 11-1 to Snowflake on a Wednesday and 9-8 to Sholo on Thursday. The team is 1-3 overall as they play a home and away against Fountain Hills on Tuesday and Thursday. Both games begin at 3:45 p.m. The softball team fell to Snowflake 15-3 last week and Sholo 17-7 on Thursday, as the team is now 0-4 to start the season. They'll compete in the Wrangler Classic softball tournament over the weekend and host Fountain Hills for a doubleheader on Monday beginning at 1 p.m. And the boys and girls track and field teams will compete in the Ben Franklin Friday Night Lights on Friday. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week for more recaps.